105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Charlotte is quiet again this morning following angry overnight protests over the fatal police shooting of a black man.
Many of the demonstrators yelled, "No justice, no peace," as they took to the streets of Charlotte. There were some arrests, while several police officers also sustained injuries. Police say officers were trying to de-escalate agitators during a demonstration. On its Twitter page, the department claims that several agitators had joined protesters and that a group surrounded officers as they were trying to leave the area. The demonstrations followed Tuesday afternoon's shooting of 43-year-old Keith Scott. Police say he was armed with a gun and posed a deadly threat. I'm Mark Chase.
And in Tulsa, hundreds came to police headquarters last night to demand retribution against a police officer who shot a black man there.
Police video shows the moments before 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher is shot and killed by a Tulsa police officer. From this dash cam video and a police chopper.
He's got his hands up there for her now.
You can see Crutcher with his hands up. Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby follows with her gun drawn as Crutcher walks back toward his SUV that stopped in the middle of the road.
There was no gun on the suspect or in the suspect's vehicle.
Crutcher was unarmed, but Officer Shelby's attorney Scott Wood says she didn't know that.
Correspondent Anna Cabrera. We continue to learn more about the man facing charges in the bombings in New York and New Jersey.
Ahmad Khan Rahami is now facing multiple federal charges for the bombings in New York and New Jersey, including using weapons of mass destruction and a bombing of a public place. A criminal complaint that was released yesterday is offering new insight into how the alleged bomber, Rahami, carried out this weekend's attacks. Now, what may have motivated him and the potential for bombings that could have been a lot worse.
Correspondent Evan Perez. A Northern Virginia man is the latest to file a lawsuit against Tropical Smoothie Cafe, claiming he contracted hepatitis A from a smoothie he drank. The lawsuit filed in Prince William County Court is one of several legal complaints against the smoothie chain. State and federal health officials say there are now at least 102 Virginia residents and 25 in other states who got hepatitis A from smoothies they got at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Montgomery County school officials say it is not an easy task trying to figure out next year's school calendar after Governor Larry Hogan's executive order that forces them to start after Labor Day and end by June 15th.
Pushing everything in the governor's executive order is a challenge.
Between snow contingency days, professional days, and state-mandated holidays, says school board member Patricia O'Neill.
This is all brand new territory.
Her committee's forwarding to the full board three options for next year's calendar. One that follows Hogan's order but pins snow contingency days onto the end of spring break.
And then we're also sending the calendar that starts August 28th.
Which would require a waiver from the state, but O'Neill says they don't know how the state determines waivers.
Calendars are not quite as easy as everyone thinks.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. lawmakers have set aside a bill that would have required employers to post workers' schedules at least 2 weeks in advance. The bill was pushed by labor advocates who say low-wage workers in the retail and food service industries struggle to work second jobs or care for their kids because they don't get predictable work hours. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,130, the NASDAQ at 5241. Sports, the Nationals' losing streak reaches four as they fall to the Marlins again. The O's lose more ground, falling again to the Red Sox. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, I've got an idea for you.
Chris Plant.
I've got a lot of audio, as you might imagine, and also a lot to say about this, as you might also imagine.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single, pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Need your rugs cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com. Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at vfop.com for more details.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Woodbridge, the crash is on Old Bridge Road. If you normally take Old Bridge Road and you're heading over toward 123, before you get there near Occoquan Road, the scene of the crash, it'll take you extra time to get there, though. Jammed out of Gainesville in through Manassas. I've been talking about this crash all morning. East on 66, after business 234. Remnants of the crash still on the shoulder. You'll see two flatbed tow trucks, a lot of activity, and commuters just saying on all the arteries, just crawling. 234, trying to get up through to the Beltway, that's Sudley Road and the Prince William Parkway, and coming out of Gainesville. So you have time to make a stop, and then you're going to have plenty of time sitting on 66, unfortunately. On the Beltway, inner loop jammed out of Tysons to the crash just after the toll road was along the right side, heading into town, Pennsylvania Avenue, inbound before you get to 295 at Minnesota Avenue for the crash. And now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get this batch of clouds out of here, but quite a few clouds in as we head on through the first part of the day. The showers should stay to the east and south, and will become partly cloudy. A better looking afternoon. 84 with a northeast breeze. Some clouds tonight, a warm 70. Sun and clouds on Thursday with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Woodbridge, 63 in Olney, 73 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by VNF Office Products. With 2 months to go before Election Day, Democrats have the cash advantage in the race for the White House. Republicans lead in the race for the Senate. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll be joined by Dinesh D'Souza talking about the president's speech. Remarkable, sort of alarming speech before the UN yesterday. That's coming up in just a few moments. 7:35, KT McFarland, national security analyst. And at 8:05, Tucker Carlson for the Daily Caller and Fox News. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And let's get you up to date on the Clinton campaign, shall we, or what's left of it. I'm only half kidding. She had a fundraiser yesterday that got canceled at the last minute. Nobody has explained exactly why. The campaign hasn't exactly explained why.
No, they really haven't.
There's only two reasons that one can think of. Number one, she's not feeling well, and if so, we certainly wish her the best. We really do. Or she wasn't going to raise any money at this thing. There weren't enough takers. There weren't enough people willing to shell out up to $100,000 to be able to feature it at a chair reception with Hillary. What's that like? To have to be at a chair reception, but you have a reception for a chair.
Two things about that. Number one, I mean, if that was indeed the case, of which the turnout was going to be lackluster, they weren't going to raise any money, they decided to cancel it, that would also look very bad against what Donald Trump did yesterday in North Carolina, which was pack an auditorium like nobody's seen in a while.
Well, to be fair, he wasn't charging up from a minimum of $2,700.
That's true, but overwhelming response to his event and underwhelming response to hers would not be a good narrative as well. But it's very strange that they won't explain why.
Yeah, late in the afternoon yesterday, after she canceled this fundraiser in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, some sharp-eyed journalists took a look at her campaign schedule, and she had nothing on the books between yesterday afternoon and the debate Monday night, which is a remarkable thing to take that many days off.
In the middle of a very tight campaign, yeah.
At the last minute, they did add one event, so she will appear today, this afternoon, at a rally in Orlando, Florida, and then you won't be seeing much of Hillary until the debate. Well, they got to shoot her up with all of the, the vitamin B12 and all of the various cocktails of prescriptions to keep her upright for the entire 90 minutes of the debate. Allegedly. Also in Clinton news, I love this. She did speak on the radio yesterday about the recent shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, of Terrence Crutcher. Now, you may have seen this story. Of course, there is a helicopter video of this man, an unarmed black man with his hands up, who was shot by a female white police officer. Now, there's a lot about this story that you can't see, that you don't know, but that didn't stop Hillary Clinton from speaking out about it. Now, first of all, she went on the Steve Harvey radio program. that his name, Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, yeah. And she said that while she was on the Steve Harvey show, she wanted to speak directly to white people about this issue. Now, I don't know a lot about the Steve Harvey show, but I don't know if that's the place to go to speak out directly to white people. I don't know if you want to get as many. Anyway, this is what she said. She said, We gotta tackle the systemic racism, this horrible shooting again. How many times do we have to see this in our country? It's unbearable, and it needs to be intolerable. Now, listen, if there truly is systemic racism in our society, in our country, in our justice system, I agree with her. It's unbearable, and it needs to be intolerable. Here's my only problem with this. Isn't this the same woman who, while suffering from what appeared to be some sort of Ambien overdose, stood on her campaign plane after the bombing in Chelsea and chastised all Americans, starting with Donald Trump, to not leap to any conclusions until we have all of the facts at our disposal about the bombing, the obvious bombing in Chelsea, New York, Chelsea neighborhood in New York. Don't leap to any conclusions and let our first responders do their job to get the information, and then there will be plenty of time to react. Well, what about the first responders in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who are doing their job.
She's not
waiting to react on this.
No, she didn't wait at all. She had an opinion right away, and she just expressed
it. She had an opinion that she wanted to say directly to white people.
To white people on a show that is largely listened to by African Americans.
That is correct. Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, speaking of African Americans, our first African American president spoke out about the Clinton Foundation. Of course, I'm talking about former President Bill Clinton. He was our first African American president, was he not? And he has been, you know, the Clinton Global Initiative is doing all of their work this week, right? And he was asked about the relationship between the State Department and the foundation and the donations, and he told National Public Radio this. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was natural for people who've been our political allies and personal friends to call and ask for things. And I just trusted the State Department wouldn't do anything that they shouldn't do. It was natural for people who gave us, and by people he means corporations and foreign entities, foreign countries.
Who gave big donations to the Clinton Foundation.
It was natural of them to ask
and then said to them, hey, by the way, can you help us out and get us some favors over at the State Department?
And by the way, he's right. It is natural. And that's why we didn't want her to be Secretary of State while he remained running the Clinton Foundation.
It was something that was raised at the time. You're right.
But the fact that it is natural tells us, as you're right, it's natural for somebody to ask. But guess what? The person on the other end of the phone at the Clinton Foundation, when receiving the call from the Sultan of Brunei saying, gee, I'd really like some help here through the State Department. What can you do for me? After all, I gave you $33 million. The person at the Clinton Foundation then should have said, Mr. Sultan, I appreciate that.
Thanks
and I
so much for the
it,
donation.
But here's the problem. We have a firewall with the State Department, and I know it's natural for you to ask for something, but there's nothing we can do. We have no relationship with the State Department. That would be inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
That's one step. Or they could say, fine, we'll pass it along. And when they pass it along to Huma Abedin or Cheryl Mills, they then respond and say,
well, we can't do anything.
We can't do anything for you. Thanks for asking. That's not what happened,
nope.
Is it?
Mm-mm.
Nope. In fact, based on a story that Sarah Westwood of the Washington Examiner broke yesterday,
by the way, yeah.
Hillary Clinton actually gave State Department appointments. These are coveted appointments on various boards that she, as Secretary of State, can, you know, deliver out.
Right.
It's basically her version of an ambassadorship, right?
Mm-hmm.
She gave 194 different appointments as Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, to donors, either to the foundation or to her political campaigns. 194 people who gave money to the foundation or to her campaigns received these coveted advisory board appointments through the State Department. That's 40% of the appointments. But, you know, there's no impropriety.
No.
By the way, Bill Clinton, I've just got more Clinton stuff for you. Do you mind?
Really? No. Is there more?
Bill Clinton
more?
Was also asked yesterday by Becky Quick over there at CNBC, again, in celebration of the Clinton Global Initiative events going on this week, saying, was it fair there for people to criticize and raise concerns about you being a possible conduit to Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State back when you were on the foundation. He said, well, that's bull. That was all bull. They had no right to raise those concerns. But then he said, however, I'm stepping down if she becomes president because that's a fair concern. It's a fair concern to say that I would be a conduit to her if she were president. Then, let's just break that down for a second.
Yeah, I got you.
total bull to suggest that I would be a conduit when she's Secretary of State, but it's completely fair to say that I'm a conduit when she's president. Does that tell us how ineffective and non-influential she was as Secretary of State, or is he just pretty much making it up as he goes along?
Well, I think the latter.
Well, and I'll prove it, because the next question was, and good for Becky Quick for asking a follow-up. They never ask the follow-up, Brian.
Yep, yep.
And the follow-up was, well, wait a minute. If it's fair to say that you would be a conduit to her when she's president of the United States, why is Chelsea Clinton staying on? She's her daughter. Wouldn't she be a conduit? And his response? Well, we all know people.
Situational ethics here.
Do you all feel better now about the possibility of Hillary Clinton being president and Bill being by her side and Chelsea being at the foundation? Four more years, baby, because that's what it's going to be.
It is now 7:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, you said more? Reminded me of mine? Here we go. It is 66 eastbound. More traffic, more volume because the accident activity is still on the shoulder. So the delays are intensifying. I've been talking about it being slow out of Gainesville. Now as you merge off of 29, 234, Prince William Parkway, Sudley Road, everybody just inching along. So you really need extra patience on the 66 trip this morning out of Gainesville in toward Manassas. Now, on 95, Virginia, northbound with the normal volume heading toward Aquia and Woodbridge, southbound near the Prince William Parkway, we have a southbound I-95 crash along the right side. Old Bridge Road near Occoquan Road, heading eastbound toward 123, extra volume because of the accident. 270, it's been about the volume. Same story with 95 Maryland to join onto the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, Pennsylvania Avenue inside the Beltway as you approach DC 295 for accident cleanup. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy this afternoon, a high of 84. Tonight, 70 degrees. And on Thursday, tomorrow, mostly sunny, 86. Then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, looks like no rain in the forecast. Clear to partly cloudy all 3 days. On Friday, in the upper 80s. On Saturday, in the mid 80s. Sunday, a bit cooler. Temperatures in the low 70s. And by the way, Sunday night, temperatures in the upper 50s. That would be fall-like weather. It is now 73 degrees in the nation's capital, 717.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're local, and we offer banking solutions and quick decisions. And when it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
Yes, in America, there is too much money in politics. Too much entrenched partisanship. Too little participation by citizens. In part because of a patchwork of laws that makes it harder to vote.
That's your head of state representing the United States of America, Barack Obama, speaking before the United Nations yesterday, which a scene that could best be described as the cantina scene in Star Wars Episode 4. He went on not just criticizing the political system here in America, which is pretty remarkable considering the totalitarian, non-democratic regimes he was addressing, but he then compared minority issues here in America with some of the worst ethnic and religious strife in the world.
Surely we can rally our nations to solidarity while recognizing equal treatment for all communities, whether it's a religious minority in Myanmar, or an ethnic minority in Burundi, or a racial minority right here in the United States.
Wow, we just can't talk to the United Nations and try to improve things around the world without putting our own country down. Well, joining us right now is Dinesh D'Souza, creator of Hillary's America, the documentary, and also he's the author of the book, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. Dinesh, this is a trend with him. It's in his DNA, isn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. Critic of the United States, and this shows how he sees himself as president. He sees himself not as an American who is defending and protecting America's interests, not a kind of ambassador for America, but rather he sees himself as standing outside America, sort of a representative of the world, scolding America, the petulant child, for making unreasonable demands on him. And so it's a peculiarity in our democratic society that we've elected this guy to fight for us, and instead he sort of tries to restrain us.
You know, the comments were really remarkable, and how he went on to say that we need to bind ourselves to international rules. It is almost as if this president, in the last days of his presidency, is ready to reveal in a very public way, with no apologies, just what his personal politics really are. And it's quite shocking to some people.
Well, as you might know, 4 years ago, I made a movie on Obama, and I said, look, he's not a traditional liberal. Traditional liberals want to fight for America because they want America to have more, and they want to redistribute within America, but it's from Americans to Americans. With Obama, he's a global redistributor. He wants to reduce America's wealth and power. Now, some people were skeptical that this was true, but if you listen to Obama's UN speech, the number of times he spoke about colonialism, it's become very clear in the subsequent 4 years that this is, in fact, his ideology, and this is, in fact, his goal. He's not a Jimmy Carter-style incompetent whose policies accidentally weaken America. He's trying to do that.
Dinesh D'Souza, it seemed to me, you tell me, were we seeing an audition yesterday for President Obama's next chapter in his life? Does he want to be the General Secretary of the UN or something bigger?
Well, I think he actually would like to be the presiding sort of oracle of the world. And I think he's probably thinking about how does he get to do that. He wants to be this sort of transcendent figure that history will remember did a kind of global rebalancing of wealth and power that transitioned us away from a unipolar world, a world with one dominant power, America, to a multipolar world in which there are many dominant powers. He wants to accomplish that or play a key role in that. And so if being at the UN is the instrument for doing that, I think he would consider it. If not, he's looking for other ways to do that.
All right. So is there a possibility that could happen in your estimation?
No, I don't think so. I don't actually think that the head of the UN has that kind of power. By and large, the UN is a largely useless organization. Now, it can have a modest impact here and there. But I think Obama's ambitions are too big for that. Obviously, the President of the United States is more powerful than the Secretary General of the UN.
Yeah.
So I think with Obama, you're going to see a guy who's constantly searching for ways to snipe at his own country using whatever international forum he can get.
Well, and I want to play this cut. It's about 40 seconds long. It's a little long, but to me, I'm hearing him say that America, for the UN to fulfill its promise, America and other nations must give up certain rights that they possess. Listen to this, Dinesh.
And we can only realize the promise of this institution's founding to replace the ravages of war with cooperation if powerful nations, like my own, accept constraints. Sometimes I'm criticized in my own country for professing a belief in international norms and multilateral institutions, but I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, not giving up our ability to protect ourselves or pursue our core interests, but binding ourselves to international rules over the long term enhances our security.
Binding ourselves to international rules and giving up some freedom of action. Our country must do those things so the UN can fulfill its goals. Dinesh, should I be as outraged as I am when I hear this? Dinesh? Oh, Dinesh D'Souza dropped off. Darn it. Well, I am outraged when I hear that. I'll answer my own question. Mm. I was hoping Dinesh could give us a little bit of context because he knows so much about his past. But
right.
that is a stunning statement, and I'm surprised we're not hearing it more on cable news as we go. I think because he used so many words to get to the point, it's too long for them.
There was a time in this country when presidents believed in American exceptionalism, and it seems to me that this president does not believe in this, and I can understand why he would want to bind himself to international rules, because that Constitution.
Right.
Yeah, it's so pesky, and it's all its requirements that, you know, you work with Congress and all that kind of stuff. I can understand why he would find those international rules a lot more appealing.
It's 724 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Listen, I want to talk to you about health care, not the political aspects of health care. There's plenty to talk about there, certainly. But what about the personal aspect, what it means to you and the relationship you have with your doctor? Are you happy right now, you know, what, 4 years into Obamacare? Are you happy with how your relationship is with your doctor? Or they don't even call it that now, your healthcare provider and primary care physician. No, remember when you used to have a relationship with a doctor? Well, I met with the team at Principal Medical Group, and I am so impressed with how they put their patients' priorities first. I'm talking about Dr. Jones. You're going to get 24/7 access to him. You're going to be able to set appointments that fit your schedule, not the doctor's schedule. You're going to feel the difference at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through an appointment. Imagine not having to wait weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group, they offer the timely quality care that you deserve, and they also ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. Here, don't take my word for it. Schedule your own free consult. Actually, you know what? Do take my word for it. Trust me on this. These guys are amazing. And schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones. Visit principalmedicalgroup.com. principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care should. And Principal Medical Group, located in McLean.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The Beltway, Virginia, had an earlier broken down north of the toll road, cleared but jammed from near 66, so through Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge with the heavy volume. Now on the Maryland Beltway, accident reported on the outer loop in the Largo area near 214 Central Avenue. Wilson Bridge backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. If you're heading 210 northbound, right as you come up to Farmington Road, reports of a crash in that area. Virginia, here we go. Let's go through Woodbridge on Old Bridge Road eastbound before you get to Occoquan Road for the crash. That says you're heading toward 123 with the heavy delays. 66 has been a mess this morning. Eastbound 66 past Business 234. We've got the long-standing accident cleanup on the shoulder. Big delays on the approach. And coming in from the west on Route 7, seeing some improvement into Leesburg with earlier incident east on 7 after Route 9 has been cleared. And traffic update is brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross and help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should brighten it up as we continue to roll through the day. A little cloud around this morning, but becoming partly cloudy and still warm with a northeast breeze about 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is now 7:27.
Does this election season have you thinking about retirement? It may be time for a lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I think it's critically important for federal employees to be prepared, know your benefit calculations, understand your Social Security options, your pension options, your TSP options and the like, and just be ready for what comes ahead, whether it be change in politics or the markets or whatever is in front of us.
Learn more on the retirement professor Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price? Just $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman, you ask? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. Secondly, they make it very easy to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Now listen to this. Mention you heard the ad on WMAL. Get up to 3 months monitoring free, plus an extra special offer for September. New customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed. You'll see who is at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today and get protected. Switch and save. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070 or go to AckermanSecurity.com.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll be talking to KT McFarland. It's straight ahead after the news. It is now 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. At least a dozen police officers have been hurt in overnight demonstrations in Charlotte.
We know several protesters were injured as well in this chaos that unfolded on Charlotte's streets overnight. The anger spurred by the shooting death of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. Police say he was armed. Scott's family says the father of seven was not, and he was just in his car reading.
Correspondent Bryn Gingras. And Tulsa is also a city in turmoil this morning after demonstrations there that followed the police-involved shooting of a black man.
Protesters here want to see the officer involved arrested. Now, that depends on the outcome of the local police criminal investigation, but there is also a separate civil rights investigation into this case. The Department of Justice opening its investigation after seeing the video of what happened.
Correspondent Ana Cabrera. Ahmed Khan Rahami is now facing federal charges as investigators say he planted a series of bombs in New York and New Jersey. One bomb injured 31 people in Manhattan. Rahami remains hospitalized as he also faces state charges in connection with a shootout with police in New Jersey. D.C. leaders are considering a proposal to allow a terminally ill adult to receive medication to end their own life. An end-of-life option is already available in several states. A Northern Virginia man has pleaded guilty to identity theft and fraud. Authorities say 44-year-old Amir Chaudhry of Ashburn helped bilk more than 1,000 victims out of more than $25 million over the past 5 years. They say his multiple fraud schemes caught up with him after he used a Hollywood actress's photo on one fake passport he created. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,130, the Nasdaq at 52,41. Sports Tanner Roark pitches a strong 7 innings, but the Nats lose to the Marlins. The Orioles lose again to the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The kids are back in school, leaving behind dirt, bacteria, and stains buried deep in your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. It's time for a deep-down professional clean. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I have a tip for you. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean the rugs at their own facility? Do they hand-wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and make it a healthier environment for your home or office. Call 703-241-1111 now and get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, or go online to joehadid.com. To find one of Hadid's 4 drop-off locations. That's joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
You love the beach so much you bought a timeshare in Mexico. You figure you've spent over $30,000 between the mortgage at 14% and the annual maintenance fees. Here's the really painful part. You've only used it twice. That's $15,000 per vacation. If the math on your timeshare isn't penciling out, if your lifestyle has changed and you're no longer able to use it or want to use it, get out of it. Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the business. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team negotiates with the resort to take your contract back. You're out, safely, legitimately, and forever. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and read the reviews, then schedule your free consultation. Your personal consultant will sit down with you, review your contract, and show you your options. Don't pay another maintenance fee when you can get out now. Timeshare Exit Team with the 100% guarantee. They will get you out or give you every penny back. Period. Timeshare Exit Team.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 slows in each direction near the Fairfax County Parkway because we have a southbound crash before you get to 286. Have the right lane blocked. Northbound, it's the volume for the morning rush hour as you try to push across the Occoquan heading into Newington. Now for 395, the crash in the Shirlington area. Still see some flashing lights, but it's all confined to the right shoulder. That's now within the backup that begins just as you come off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Heading across the freeway off the 11th Street Bridge, just some of that volume toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Morning rush hour, just getting a little more pressure there. Pennsylvania Avenue. Normally, you're used to much better pace than this. We have the right lane still blocked. This is inside the Beltway before you get to 295. Inbound Pennsylvania Avenue at Minnesota Avenue with police at the scene of that crash. Virginia 66 finally gone. Clear. Even from the shoulder, the crash eastbound at Business 234, but big delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking forecast. We are keeping temperatures above average, however, about 6 degrees above average today. A little overcast early, otherwise becoming partly cloudy. 84 in a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Stafford, 66 in Beltsville, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It's 7:37 on WMAL. This is Mornings on the Mall. And coming up in just half an hour, 8:05, the one, the only bon vivant of the Washington, D.C. political scene, Tucker Carlson of the Daily Caller and Fox News. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside bon vivant. Brian Wilson.
Thank you very much. Joining us right now, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland, and you should, because you know what? You learn stuff. I do every day. Mm-hmm. Hey, good morning to you, KT. How are you?
I'm just great, guys.
All right, so the FBI was alerted to this bombing suspect in 2014 by his father. And apparently the FBI looked into it and didn't feel like there was any there, nothing that could cause them any concern or any heartburn. And apparently they quit following him. What goes on in a situation like this? I mean, it seems to me if your father turns you in and says, I'm worried about this guy, I think my son may be a terrorist, that ought to have some pretty heavy weight with the FBI.
You know, I think we need to take a major step back and say that in almost every one of these terrorist incidents, the warning signs were all there. Mm-hmm. Whether in this case the father turned him in other cases the Russians warned us about the Boston bombers, in the Fort Hood shooter, the co-workers were worried about it, they warned. In every single one of these cases, if you look back and say, oh my gosh, the warning signs were all there. What were we thinking?
Well, is it a situation where the FBI is under such strict guidelines about whether or not they can keep people on the terrorist watch list and what it takes to make that list that they don't really have any choice in the matter? I'm wondering.
Well, but then once you get on the list, you can't get off the list.
Yeah.
I just think we need to figure out what's going on. You know, the national security bureaucracy grew after September 11th, and it's sort of never been any order put to it. Now they're tripping all over each other, but on the other hand, they don't seem to have enough resources. If there's 16,000 FBI agents and there are 1,000 American bad guys that we already know that we need to be watching 24/7, that's not even counting guys like this. I think we need to have a different protocol. You know, things have changed in the last 2 years even, where we have the metadata, you know, scooping up large amounts of data, comparing databases to see what's the anomaly on this database, the next database, the next database, and we can zero in on a very small, relatively small number of people given our population, and let's watch them. It doesn't mean you arrest them, but it means you watch them. How does their behavior change? What are they doing differently? And I think that in this zeal for political correctness, where the administration will say, oh yeah, if you see something, say something, but the minute somebody says something about a boy who brings the clock to school and they're worried about a bomb, that guy gets sued.
Right.
So, you know, or San Bernardino, where the people say, I was really suspicious. I was so afraid of going out and saying something for fear I'd be called a bigot. So let's get our story straight. Do you see something and say something, and then it's okay if it turns out that you were incorrect? Or do you just keep your mouth shut, expect the professionals to do something, and then when these inevitable problems happen, after the fact, everybody feels guilty?
Yeah.
You know, we don't have enough law enforcement, FBI, or whatever, to watch all the potential bad guys. That's why you need citizens to be participants in this.
Amen, KT. Can I ask you about Syria and what in God's name is going on over there? Because we were told last week that John Kerry had negotiated a ceasefire with Vladimir Putin.
You didn't believe that, did you?
Well, and now, you know, you see all of this action going on over there. The Russia and U.S. are pointing fingers and yelling at each other. What is the status of this war?
Look, that ceasefire was a mere photo op. And we paid big to get in the photo op. We're not controlling events in the Middle East. We're not even shaping. We're not even influencing events in the Middle East. Russia's influencing events. Iran's influencing events. Us? We're just sort of there for the photo op and to pat ourselves on the back that we're doing something when, in fact, what we're doing is very ineffective. So what happens in the Middle East? We don't know, and we can't determine what will happen going forward. I think that's the poison chalice that's handed off to the next president. And frankly, that's why I think Trump has actually been the right guy. Yesterday or 2 days ago, we met with Sisi of Egypt, and they talked about partnering in a plan that's not just a military plan, but it has ideological component, that it has an economic, that it has a regional aspect to it, all the stuff that the administration talks about doing but never does.
All right, so the president yesterday at the UN,
yeah.
I know you watched that speech with great interest.
With great agony.
We've had our own conversation about it this morning. I'd like to get your take.
I am so tired of being lectured to. And not only are Americans being lectured to, but now the globe. And I think it's on display with the president's worldview, which is shared by Secretary Clinton, which is shared by a lot of the mainstream media and the liberal left, and that's that America is not a force for good in the world. America pollutes. America consumes too much. America's too rich. America starts wars. And so, therefore, the rest of the globe, if America just stepped back and we all followed some gauzy, hazy, kumbaya global world order, everything would be great, but it ignores the reality. It's like a parallel universe where everybody's going to be, you know, happy and good and not do ill to each other, whereas the reality is that we've stepped back from world leadership, and now the Chinese want us out of the South China Sea, the Russians want us out of the Black Sea and the Baltics and Eastern Europe, the Iranians want us out of the Persian Gulf, and everybody, including North Korea, is pushing us around.
And while he was in New York at the UN, he also addressed the refugee issue, specifically Syrian refugees, and called on the world to increase, and by the way, committed the United States to increasing the number of refugees that we take in. Can I ask a completely non-rhetorical question? I keep asking it, and I think people are just thinking that I'm being rhetorical for effect. What are the nations of the Middle East doing about the Syrian refugees? Isn't there a lot of room in Saudi Arabia, in Iran, in Jordan, in Egypt, and other countries? Why is Western Europe, Australia, and the United States of America and Canada, why are those the points of destination?
Well, I mean, let's take the moral aspect of it. I don't think it's moral to take people who are refugees from a different culture, who speak a different language, who have a different religion, who don't have a prospect of getting jobs, and putting them, forcing them into a society or a neighborhood that doesn't want them. I think it is far more moral, which is the implication of your question, and humanitarian, to keep people in the region. And not in tents and refugee camps, but build safe zones for them, build schools, build hospitals, build cities. And then when their countries countries are eventually restored to them, they can return. But this solution where we're going to take in a bunch of refugees who don't speak the language, can't assimilate, don't have the same religion, are away from their homes and their families, can't get jobs, won't be integrated in the society, I think it's just a recipe for disaster where everybody loses.
Yeah, but KT, they can't vote Democrat when they're in those safe zones in Syria.
All right, KT.
Thanks, KT.
We got to leave it right there. Always a pleasure, KT. Thank you. It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
If you've been having a hard time selling your home, the answer is not another open house. Instead, I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. You see, you've heard me talk about Frank for a while now. That's because, you know, Frank gets it done. He delivers guaranteed results. Any agent can hold an open house or put a for sale sign in your yard. Frank Prindle will aggressively market your home to the right buyers and get you results. Consider William. Not only did he need to sell his Metro DC home within 30 days, but he needed to do it as is. With Frank's plan, William's home sold on time with no out-of-pocket expenses. There is no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Do not be fooled by other agents with similar guarantees. There is only one Frank Prindle. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, finally I can say we have lanes open and everything cleared from the shoulder in Manassas, but the long-standing crash still with big-time delays. Eastbound 66 near Business 234, everything gone, but major delays out of Gainesville and then the feeder roads trying to get up onto 66. So plan accordingly, extra time needed. We had a broken-down car on the Virginia Beltway north of the toll road. That's been cleared, but a continuous backup now leaving Springfield, that entire trip heading up toward the American Legion Bridge. Now, for the Maryland Beltway, authorities went to check for a report of a crash, outer loop near Central Avenue. Nothing found, just have the volume in each direction there. Typical delays through Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge or backing near Route 5. Let's get you in through town, still with a crash on Pennsylvania Avenue. This will be inside the Beltway as you head through Southeast before 295. Inbound Pennsylvania Avenue, you lose the right lane at Minnesota Avenue. Police are at the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get this batch of clouds out of here, but quite a few clouds in as we head on through the first part of the day. The showers should stay to the east and south, and will become partly cloudy. A better-looking afternoon, 84 with a northeast breeze. Some clouds tonight, a warm 70. Sun and clouds on Thursday with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 73 degrees at 747. You're simply so, you know, you have your coffee with Brian and Larry every morning, and I bet you probably from time to time, you know, as you are laughed and entertained and generally come to know us a little better, you probably say, you know, I'd like to have a beer with those guys. I'd like to just sit down and have a beer with those guys. Well, here, what if I told you that was possible? That you could go to a place where we could hang out, you could have a nice adult beverage, and we could chat. And not only would it be me and Larry, but Chris Plant would show up.
Yeah.
And not only you, me, and Chris, but then Mark Levin would be in the room.
This sounds like a fun dinner
party. Doesn't it sound like a dinner party you'd want to go to?
But I'm going to need more than a beer to get through this evening.
Yeah, well, it's possible because on October 1st, we're having our free speech forum out at the Birchmere.
And they have a full bar.
And dinner. You get dinner while you're there. So you eat, you can drink, we can chat, we can have a conversation, you can ask us questions. It'll be a great time. A great time will be had by all.
Yeah.
And tickets are available right now at WMAL.com. Learn more at WMAL.com/free speech forum. Here's the way it works. The doors open at 6, by the way, and they're lined up. Last time we did this, they were lined up down the block. The program starts at 7:30. In between, you can have a drink, you can have some dinner. We'll come on stage about 7:30. The show begins. We'll take your questions. We'll talk. We'll carry on. We'll have a great time. There will be witty banter. because that's what we do.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, if that weren't enough, and many people would say, well, gosh, that's a perfect evening right there.
Who would say that?
Well, a lot of people would say that.
All right.
And then, but that's not all.
No.
Now, there's more.
Oh, it was a rhetorical device.
It was. That's
okay.
What I was going for there.
Yeah.
You played along nicely.
Uh-huh.
And at 9 p.m. after the show, we're gonna come out front. We're going to shake hands. We're gonna meet and greet. We're going to schmooze.
We're going to have cocktails.
And group. Well, you know.
Do you see what I'm fixated on?
I see what
it's
you're
just going to be a one big drunken bash at the Birchmere.
No, it's really not. It's a great time. And listen, tickets are still available. So get on the line right now. Learn more about this at WML.com/free speech forum. Tickets are available October 1st at the Birchmere. Doors open at 6 p.m.
We really hope you can be there. We had such a great time last time we did this. It really was a blast. And it's not all politics, by the way, even though God knows it's going to be 5 weeks before the election, mm-hmm. 4 weeks before the election. We'll have plenty of politics to talk about, but we talk about everything. There are no rules. There are no, we don't take anything off the table. So bring it. You can even make fun of the way I say realtor.
Yeah, you say that word funny.
I do. It's the one word I can't say, realtor. Realtor.
Realtor.
Realtor. It's a stupid word.
And on that note, 750.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Escape the congestion and noise. Why not choose to live in your own ideal place? We're the Ideal Living Resort and Retirement Expo. We know that where you live affects how you live. Find your ideal destination this weekend at the Expo. Come and compare more than 50 unique lifestyle communities from the Carolinas to Florida. Join us this weekend at the Ritz-Carlton Tysons Corner to find your ideal destination. Call 800-736-0321 or visit ideal-living.com for free admission.
Not feeling well? Undiagnosed symptoms? Something just doesn't feel right? It's probably not in your head. Dozens of people who've been worried and feel just like you do have had a virtual physical and uncovered the reason behind their symptoms. The 10-minute procedure revealed the inside story, ranging from perfect health, some in need of minor procedures, and some have literally saved lives. Be your own health advocate and schedule now at virtualphysical.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money's doing. Let's check in with the news desk at CNBC. Good morning.
Good morning. Stock futures point to a higher open this morning. The key to today's stock market close comes in about 6.5 hours when the Federal Reserve releases its interest rate decision. A rate hike is not expected, though, at this meeting. Mortgage applications fell more than 7% last week, despite loan rates that are still well under 4%. And 500,000 Samsung replacements for the Galaxy Note 7 phones are in stores today. The company recalled 2.5 2.5 million worldwide because of fire hazards. Sales at cereal maker General Mills were more than a little soggy last quarter. Sales fell 7% because of slower sales of Yoplait yogurt and Progresso soup. The music industry is singing a happier tune. Record companies saw revenue rise to $3.5 billion the first half of this year thanks to a jump in online streaming. That was the industry's strongest growth since the CD boom of the late 1990s. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
A recent study showed that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist on a regular basis is due to dental fear. Now, boy, can I relate to that. My experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable at all. I had this huge fear of the dentist, and so I put it off. I would only go when I really needed it, and, well, you know, that's not a good way to go. I dodged the bullet. I ended up not having any major problems with my teeth, but you might be sitting there. You may have a nagging pain. You might know that there's something that you really need to attend to, or you know what? If you don't feel it yet, it's gonna happen. So I got to help you out here because there's a way for you to get your teeth taken care of and get rid of the anxiety. I'm talking about Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry for over 2.5 years now, and my fear and anxiety is gone as long as I keep going to see them. They're just amazing dentists. They help me overcome my dental fear. It's life-changing. Their approach is unlike any other dentist. It's compassionate, non-judgmental. It's not even like going to the dentist. They're going to walk you through your visit from the moment you step in that office, from the moment you call, and you need to call. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. She's going to take care of you. It's going to be unlike any experience you've had with a dentist. Please get it done. 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, in Virginia, we had a crash on Jefferson Davis Highway. Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway, Furnace Road, cleared. We're just trying to ease out the delays. On Interstate 95, as you parallel going across the Occoquan, heavy delays into Newington, have a crash in the southbound direction of I-95. So if you normally take 95, say coming off of either loop of the Beltway and you just buzz along, you need a little extra time to get through Springfield and down toward the Fairfax County Parkway crash right side. Problems with the lights in McLean, intersection of 123, Dolly Madison Boulevard and Georgetown Pike at last check. Police said they were on their way to help direct you through there. To the Wilson Bridge in the backups, crash reported inner loop near 295 before you get to the bridge. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Not too bad of a looking forecast. We are keeping temperatures above average, however, about 6 degrees above average today. A little overcast early, otherwise becoming partly cloudy. 84 in a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 73 degrees at 7:57.
It sounded like a handgun went off.
But it was their cell phone battery exploding while they slept. Seven on Your Side, Scott Taylor asks the one question you need answered to keep your family safe. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
There are times when we make history.
During the State of the Union, one cabinet member is taken to a secret location. This practice ensures our country's government will continue in case of a devastating attack. It has never been executed until now.
Going on. Capitol's been attacked. Congress. Captain. None of them made it.
Kiefer Sutherland is.
Sir, you are now the President of the United States.
The Designated Survivor series premiere.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side. Seven on Your Side. Four little words that pack a big punch, that protect you from ripoffs, that spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words Seven on Your Side.
When you see those three sevens in a row, it's the sign you've hit the jackpot. And that's exactly how you'll feel when you use the 777 service from Snell Heating and Air. Hi, this is Dave Snell from my stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air. And what does 777 mean at Snell? Well, it means our stand-up guys are standing by 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. That's right, even Sundays, at no extra charge. In fact, we encourage people to schedule those appointments on Saturdays and Sundays. Hey, look, we know know how busy you are, and that's why I've built the company to be flexible and accommodating your schedule. The stand-up guys from Snell are standing by 777, and we'll go you even one better. We guarantee that the repairs on your equipment are fixed right, or the repairs are free. And with a guarantee like that, plus 777, it's a win-win-win. So if you've got a cooling emergency, call 450-6300 for the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air, where you just hit the jackpot.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. When it comes to your banking, we have the answers. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Brangelina is no more. Do you take joy in your ex's problems?
And also Tucker Carlson from the Daily Caller, straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge.